A is 1 and 1 practice summary dot WMV. Old Gao remembered his father telling him about a war with English over trade and over opium, but that was long ago. They walked up the hillside that was perhaps a mountainside. It was steep, and the hillside was too rocky to be cut into fields. Old Gao tested the stranger's pace, walking faster than the usual, and the stranger kept up with him, with his pack on his back. The stranger stopped several times, however. He stood to examine flowers, the small white flowers that bloomed in early spring elsewhere in the valley, but in late spring here or on the side of the hill. There was a bee on one of the flowers, and then the stranger knelt and observed it. Then he reached into his pocket, produced a large magnifying glass and examined the bee through it, and made notes in small pocket notebook in an incomprehensible writing. Old Gao had never seen such a magnifying glass before, and he leaned in to look at the bee, so black and so strong and so very different from the bees elsewhere in that valley. "One of your bees?" said. "Yes," said Old Gao, "or one like it." "Then we shall let her find her way on her way home," said the stranger, and he did not disturb the bee, and he put away the magnifying glass. The Croft. East Dean, Sussex, August 11, 1922. "My dear Watson, I have taken our discussion of this afternoon to heart, considered it carefully, and prepared to modify my previous opinions. I am amenable to your publishing your account of the incident in 1903, specifically of the final case before my retirement, under the following conditions. In addition to the usual changes that you would make to the disguised people, I would suggest that you replace the entire scenario